The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Undercurrent. I'm Tara Sloan. Happy end of the hockey season to you. If you are a Florida Panthers fan, well, you're a happy camper. Congratulations to the Panthers on back-to-back Stanley Cup championships. If you're an Oilers fan, well, you are a less happy camper. Really quite a bummer that the Oilers have now lost two in a row, and a Canadian team has not won a Stanley Cup since 1993. I can tell you Canada was pretty bummed out. But it's bound to happen sooner or later, right? This brings me to the final episode of the season for The Undercurrent. I'll be back in October. I'm going to take a little break here, but we're going to end on a high note. You know, it is really not over the top to say that this is turning out to be a golden age for women's sports. And for those of us who've been beating the drum for a long time, just going to say this. We told you so. We told you so. We told you this was good business. We told you this was good sport. Anyway, now you know. When it comes to hockey specifically, it has gotten so exciting. The PWHL set record attendance this past season. Next season, they'll be icing two brand new teams on top of the original six. New franchises both in Vancouver and Seattle. Girls' enrollment in hockey has gone up. In the U.S. specifically, it grew 5% in the past year from the previous year. That's close to 100,000 girls who are now enrolled in youth hockey. So this current swell is thanks in part to the visibility of the high-level women's hockey we're telling you about, the PWHL, and players like Layla Edwards. Layla is a 6'1" forward for the Wisconsin Badgers. She's a trailblazer in women's hockey. At just 21, she's a two-time NCAA champion, winning one of those titles alongside her sister, Shayla. Layla is the first Black woman to play for Team USA's senior women's team and a tournament MVP on the world stage. She is a future superstar in the PWHL, and she'll be throwing her hat into that ring next season. So I hope you enjoy this. She's the future. Here's my conversation with Layla Edwards. First of all, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I had the opportunity to actually see you play in person during the rivalry series in San Jose. And you are definitely as advertised. You're incredible to watch. How's the offseason going for you?
Thank you for the kind words. The offseason's going really well. Super busy, but that's as expected. You know, I've been balancing and trying to enjoy summer with also what's going on and able to travel. Yeah, I think it's been good. It's been really turning off the viewers.
I know you're wearing a Red Bull jacket. I know you've been doing a lot of stuff with Red Bull. What's that partnership?
It's like probably one of the coolest partnerships I've ever been a part of. I mean, they just care so much about the athletes and the players, which I think is really cool because it's not just like they showcase our brand, but it's also like they take care of us. They give us so many resources. You know, like they set me up in a training facility and I'm in communications with like nutritionists and mental health performance. So I think it's really cool. I love how they actually care for the athletes.
Is this for NCAA athletes specifically?
No, it's just for all Red Bull athletes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's
really cool. Yeah.
Super cool. So let's, Layla, go back to the very beginning. I know you started playing hockey pretty young, and I know your dad played a bit of hockey too. Am I right?
Correct.
Do you remember the first time getting on the ice, or you know, when you were just learning how to skate?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was probably two or three, and my dad, like as soon as I could walk, my dad was like, "All right, time for skates." So I did figure skating and hockey, so that I could learn how to skate and it'd be easier to transition to hockey. At the time, I didn't know that's why I was figure skating. I just thought, I was figure skating to figure skate, but Yeah, I learned quickly that that's not what it was. But yeah, I'd say there's two or three.
And what about your sister? Did she start at the same time as you?
Yes, like the same age. So I think she was three or four when she started. So I started a little bit after her.
And how, like, was it clear, like, for that both of you were pretty good early on? Like, it just, you just took to it naturally?
Right. I mean, I think for me, it was like learning how to skate. But once I learned that, everything else came naturally. And my sister is such a good skater, and she still is. So I think, yeah, it came to a certain point. I was like, okay, this is natural for us.
How close are you and Shayla?
We're very close, you know, especially after going to college together for 2 years, and she's still around the area. But we see each other a lot. And yeah, she's my best friend.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
When do you remember really falling in love with the game? Like, can't keep me away from the rink. Like, I gotta get these skates on. I gotta go.
I would probably say I was 5 or 6. Like, as soon as I really started to get the hang of it, I was like, oh, I love this. Like, I'm gonna do this all the time, every day. So I think that's actually the swing phase my little nephew's in right now. He's 5, and all he wants to do is go play hockey. I love it.
Oh, that's so fun. Do you get on the ice with them?
I do, yeah. And it's so cute.
Lucky kid. So who were your role models growing up? Did you watch hockey when you were a kid, or did you just, just want to play?
I did. I watched on the female side. I was always, inspired by Hillary Knight, Brianna Boeckers, who I could go on. And then the male side, I was a huge Ovechkin fan when I was younger. I with my brother, like, brought me into hockey. And yeah, it was definitely insane. And I watched both, but there's obviously more to hockey to watch growing up. But I watched the NHL.
But what's amazing is now, like, you and your generation, you have women role models, that you grew up with. Like, that's incredible, right? Because that generation above you, or maybe those girls did too, but it wasn't too long ago that nobody had anybody, saw them, nobody saw themselves really reflected.
Exactly. Yeah, which is crazy to think about. Well, it's 25, but we're here now, so it's got to be grateful.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so you ended up going away to school to Bishop Kearney High School in Rochester at 13. This was specifically to hone your hockey skills.
Yes, exactly. It was a hockey program added to just the regular Catholic school. And when I visited when I was 12, and I was like, all right, I love it here. And then I went when I was 13, 8th grade.
Okay, so I mean, going back to this discussion of, like, you having role models to look up to, the PWHL is new. So what were your aspirations? Did you, I mean, college, you had to have had that in your sights. And then what did you think you would be doing after college?
I honestly had no idea for the longest time. I mean, growing up, when I was little, I used to think I was going to the NHL, but I'm just a naive little kid. And then I got to high school, and I was like, okay, I want to play college. And I got to watch Wisconsin play a couple of times. And I was I went to a couple of college games, and then I was like, all right, well, there's a national team that I'd love to play for. It's not, a regular season, but work towards that and work towards making the Olympic team. Those are my goals when I was younger, but now they're much bigger with the Pro League.
Yeah, I mean, it's now you can have a career in hockey, which
Yeah.
is incredible. How did the Badgers become your family's team of choice, school of choice?
I mean, for a number of reasons. For starters, the associate head coach, Dan Cook, was the coach of a few of my tournament teams and my sister's tournament team. So like, he was able to see firsthand what we had to offer. Then my sister committed when she was a sophomore, and then I was doing the recruiting process, and it was just like Wisconsin checked off all the boxes. Great academics, beautiful campus, most decorated coaches, a very reliable and stable coaching staff, because coaching staff switch a lot. I really like the Northeastern head coach, and I was talking with them, and then he switched to a different program. So there's that, and then chair on top, my sister was going there. So it was a bit of a no-brainer for me.
Had you how wait, how far apart are you guys? 2 years apart?
Yes.
So had you ever actually played together before that?
No, I mean, I played maybe one tournament and then needed an extra player. No, I mean, I remember trying out to play on her team and I got cut, so I never made it. Nobody's been able to play with her.
Nobody's cutting you anymore. Okay, I want to
I
this
hope
isn't
not.
A fun fact, you actually missed your high school graduation to go play in the U18s. Worth
Totally. I
it?
mean, I know high school graduation only happens once, but the U18 tournament, I think, was really the start of my USA Hockey career and really helped with where I'm at now. So I met so many people, was able to showcase certain things, learn from so many people. And they did a little mock graduation for us anyway. So I think it all
Oh.
worked out. Yeah, it was really cool.
And you came back with an MVP trophy. So that helps too. Okay,
Right.
and then you're off to the University of Wisconsin. I mean, what, just tell me a little bit about playing in that program. Now you have two championships under your belt with that team, but you got to do one year with your sister, which was just had to be magical for you.
Oh yeah, I mean, plan for the program. There's so many good things about it that everyone can see, but there's also so many good things that people don't see. And so, and I won't state the obvious about them being a great team, but you get to practice and be amongst some of the best girls and women at your age, and even in the world. So it's like I get to practice with and against every single day. Harvey, Eden, Sims, at one point O'Brien, and the list goes on. So it's like you get to go, just 5 practices a week versus 2 games. So it's like you're getting so much better every week. And that was a big deal for me. That's when I first got there. I was like, oh shit, these girls are good. I gotta pick it up. So that's one of my favorite things about, playing for Wisconsin. And obviously, Mark Johnson's a legend. And so that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's me as what it is.
I mean, tell me about your first championship. I'm each of them are special, but I'm sure the first was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, there's some like cool things about the first one. Like, I was very happy when I alongside my sister. When my family was there, that's an unforgettable moment. But that was an interesting year for us. We weren't even supposed to, at a certain point, we weren't even supposed to make the playoffs, and we weren't supposed to make the finals before. Definitely wasn't supposed to make the finals, wasn't expected to win the finals. So we were in a new position for Wisconsin. We were the underdogs that year. And we just proved what we had, and then I got to win it with my sister, and that was super, super special.
What kind of competitor are you? Like, I mean, I see you on the ice. I know how hard you play. But you also see, like, I've seen so many interviews with you, talking to you now. You seem like a really gentle, mild-mannered person. Do things change when you get on the ice?
Oh, totally. I mean, like I just said, I like to be gentle and mild mannered off the ice, but once I get on the ice, it's like, I gotta get better out here. Don't waste a minute, don't waste a second. And also, if I'm being gentle with others, it doesn't help them. So there are times where I do struggle to switch that. And remember, like, you're out here to get better. I want everyone to be happy, have fun. We have to find that balance. So yeah, I like to compete. I hate to lose, even if it's just in a little game of practice. And my teammates know that. So yeah, I like to be really competitive and try to get as well as I can myself. So.
That's what sets people like you apart. I really believe that. You
Thanks.
hate to lose.
Yeah.
Tell me about getting the call to join the senior national team. I read an article where you were talking about that first camp and just what an eye-opener it was for you.
Yeah, totally. I didn't expect it at all. It was the camp was in August, and I got a call from Katie May in July. She was telling me, like, hey, we want to give you a shot at the national team for the camp. And there weren't any games against the team, but I was like, wow, okay. She was like, we've seen what you can do, and we think really is the next step. So let's see how it goes. And we gave it a chance when we got to camp. I was nervous as all hell, but I was like, I'm surrounded by very good people and players and staff. So I was like, just be yourself on and off the ice. So I ended up apparently having a really good camp that they were pleased with, which was the start of my national team career, which was way earlier than I expected, if it were to happen. But I was so excited, and I just tried to take the most advantage of it as I could, learn from everyone around me. I was on the ice with Hillary Knight. It was incredible, and Alex Carpenter and Megan Keller. It was awesome.
Oh my
It just,
gosh.
yeah, I mean, it was awesome. It was a great, but one of the best 2 weeks in my life. So, yeah.
And then, you play these rivalry series games and world championships now at this point. I mean, you're facing off against Marie-Philippe Poulin. You're facing off against the best of the best, as well as playing on teams with the best of the best. So, yeah, you must now have a different gear. Right? Like, can you feel your game elevate when you're playing like truly best on best?
And it's hard to put in words, but it's like you find that extra gear, like you said, and find that extra intensity because, you're playing with and against the best of your best. You're gonna stand out if you can't put in. So it's like, you gotta elevate your game. You don't have a choice. It's as simple as that to me.
Yeah. If you're gonna play, you better be ready.
Yeah.
Layla, so much has been made of you being the first Black woman on the senior squad, and I know it's like, it's absolutely meaningful. But do you want that discourse to be over? I mean, it's important that you're there, right? And it's important for young girls to see you there.
Totally. Yeah, that's a good question. I think at first I was like a little bit overwhelmed by it. I never expected to make history in a certain way, especially this kind in 2020. I know it was in 2024. So at first I was overwhelmed, but then I was like, I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. So how can we make this into something more positive and helps continue to inspire others, grow that game, make it more accessible. And because to me, representation matters. And like you said, like I'm here, so like I made it now, but to me, it's like they see me at that level, but then I want them to see me succeed at that level too. So that's another extra motivator. So, yeah, in terms of the discourse ending, I don't know. I feel like girls, especially girls who are solely been in hockey, so I'm fine with. Still being talking about it and being asked about it because they need to know that. People who look like me can get to this level and hopefully they can succeed at this level. I think it's important.
Yeah. How seriously do you take your role model status?
I take it probably more seriously than anything else. I think it's part of giving back to the game, and this game is going to be so much. So to have the opportunity to give back in this sort of way is a really big deal to me. Also, people always ask, what impact I want to make in the game, what goals I want to achieve. And yeah, I want to be an Olympian. Yes, I want to win the medal, but I want to be a role model. I want to be an even better player than a person. And so that's kind of always been my main goal, because like I said, the game's doing me so much. I want to give back. I want to realize, I don't want to just say that I want to go to the game. I want to actually go to the game.
I love that. Okay, I have to so this year you won another championship with the Badgers, and you also went out and won a gold medal with at the Worlds. You moved to defense? Okay, explain to me how this happens.
Yeah, so, it's hard to remember the exact timelines of things, but I played defense in the past and qualified by the injuries. I played it in a charity game last summer and I was there, and I liked defense. And we were in a summer camp and I was like, I just want to experiment. So I brought it up and they were like, no, you're crazy. So I was like, yeah, you're right. And they're like, let's table it until after the Olympics. I was like, yeah, good call. So we do that, and then September comes around right before a season, and I get a call, and they're like, actually, let's try it. And I'm like, oh shit, really? So it's fine. So then I tried it in November, and it went pretty well, and I've just stuck with it ever since.
That's wild. That's and joining your sister's a defender as well. So, so she's declared for the 2025 PWHL draft, which is coming up very soon. Is she nervous? Is she excited?
Yeah, she's really nervous, but she'll be fine. I mean, she's going to be training with our Wisconsin team. We'll be working with each other individually, and it'll be great. You know, obviously, I want her to get drafted, but worst case, if she doesn't, she'll hopefully go to our camp, and I think she'll make any team that she gets invited to. And it's a little bit intimidating slash jarring that she didn't play last year, but to me, it's about, you know, if you have the hockey sense, all you gotta do is get back in shape and she'll be fine. She'll do that quickly. So I think, you know, anything we'd be lucky to have her, just especially I think there's more need for defense, especially just shut down defense, which she's good at.
Yeah, and now there are two more teams, so. You know,
Exactly.
it's there's more opportunity, and then next year will be your year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Crazy.
and of course we're already talking. You know, you're projected a top three pick. Do you even think about that anymore? You're just your eyes on just keep, you know, keep improving, keep playing.
Yeah. I think it's hard not to think about it because it's been all over right now and it's our new future. So I've been trying to find a balance of looking forward to it, but not getting ahead of myself. I was just focusing on this crazy year that's upcoming with the Olympics and NCAA season. So I think that's why I've been just trying to take one thing at a time, but I'm not gonna lie, it's hard not to look forward to it and think about
Oh, I mean, it's just
it.
what an exciting year you have
Yeah.
ahead. Okay, so how do you chill? Like, how do you obviously, you know, there's no real off season for you. You have to train all the time. But how do you like, I don't know, balance your life a little bit?
Good question. I mean, like you said, there's no real off season, kind of always training, but I really like to just spend time with my friends, even if that's just sitting in the living room and talking or watching a show, going to a movie. I think I like to do really simple things. You know, I don't go on like crazy vacations. Don't get me wrong, that's nice, and I envy those who do, but I just don't need that to find my relaxation point. So I just, you know, like to hang out with friends, you know, on campus and when I'm back home, just doing anything with my family is fun for me and chill for me. So that's kind of, you know, how I try to do it. For example, today I'll go work out, but then I'll have dinner with my family and probably watch the NHL game and play cards with my grandma. There's just finding that balance.
That's the good stuff, honestly, isn't it? When you think about your success, your continued success, and your future success, how much of that feels like it's for your family?
Oh man, like almost all of it. You know, they sacrificed so much to get me here. So much time, money, energy. You know, like I can't even put into words how much they've done just from, you know, hockey's an expensive sport and we're not a wealthy family. So they, you know, gave up so many things to have just for me to pursue what I love. And especially, you know, when you're young and you get into it, it's expensive, but as I went to higher levels, it got even more expensive. You know, kind of really settled in all that you can't do the family, you can't afford it. With either their job or they, you know, didn't get certain things. So I never ever, you know, gave up on my dreams and goals. And they've come to so many things and supported me through everything. So it's like, it's cliche, but I clearly wouldn't be here without them.
Well, you don't need my good luck, that's for sure. But I wish you all the best for you and for your family. And it really is just inspiring to watch you on the ice. And you're so young. There's so much to come.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Layla. Have a good card game.
Thank you.
I'll see you somewhere soon for sure. And
Definitely.
this will come out next week, so we'll tag you on all the things.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. It was
Thank
really nice to
you.
meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Take
Ciao.
care.
Bye. Layla, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I hope you had a nice time with your family. And everybody out there, thank you for yet another great season of The Undercurrent. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring about making positive change on and off the ice in the world of hockey. I hope everybody has a great offseason and really, really looking forward to next season with the San Jose Sharks. It'll be my fourth with the team, so I'm really happy to be back. Everyone, enjoy yourselves. Be safe. You know what we say, right? Keep your sticks on the ice and your fins above water. Gotta say it. Have a good one. Bye.